Ahora que un poco.
Morning, Rabbi Yisai. Let me begin with a powerful thought, which is very relevant today being Erev Kippur. I've shared this with others, and it's a great chizuk. Today, I call today a pink day. Why pink? I'll tell you why. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes. Today is a very unique day because it has a very, very special mitzvah. A mitzvah which I believe is unique out of all the Targum mitzvahs. There's no other mitzvah like it. And that is the mitzvah of Achilas Erev Yom Kippur. What's so special about this mitzvah? I mean, we have Mrs. Achilas Matzah, once a year, great mitzvah. Sukkah. The many types of mitzvah, Onik Shabbos, Mitzvah Achila. What's so amazing about this mitzvah of Achilas Erev Yom Kippur? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes, Ve'inisem Esnaf Sheyosheichem Besisho. You should fast on the 9th. V'chi basisho misanin, you don't fast on the 9th. V'alei basirim misanin, you fast on the 10th. V'alei malacha. Kol ha'oichel v'shoise v'teshi. If you eat and drink on the 9th, man olav ha'kosuv, the Torah reckons it, ke'ilu, his'aneh, teshi v'asirim. Eating on the 9th is reckoned as if you fasted. And Rashi explains, since the Pasuk says, v'inisem batisho, the Torah is telling you to do a certain mitzvah, which is reckoned like fasting. But it says, Be'erev, you're only supposed to fast in the evening. Be'erev. So why does it say, V'nisem batisha? Therefore, I know for sure you don't fast in the evening. But the Torah reckons what you have to do with eating on the 9th, ke'ilu, you have fasted. Ke'ilu, you have fasted. So what does the Torah want you to do? The Torah wants you to fast. The Torah wants you to eat, right? The Torah wants you to eat. The Torah wants you, why didn't the Torah say so? Why didn't the Torah say, V'achavtem batshi, v'esanem batsiri? That's what the Torah wants. It says the Heilige Levush. And the Pshat is, about what the Torah wants you to eat. But we know there's a big difference between different types of mitzvahs. There's some mitzvahs which are very enjoyable, and some mitzvahs are very difficult. And we have a klal, Lefum Tzara Agra. According to the difficulty involved in doing a mitzvah or not doing an Avera, comes the Schar. If a mitzvah comes easy, wonderful. If it comes more difficult, then you get much more Schar for it. And Chazal say, Toiv echod b'tzar mimeya shalei b'tzar. A mitzvah done b'tzar is worth 100 times more than a mitzvah done easier. And the Balaam Musa say, that's not only the mitzvah itself, every level of tzar in addition to the mitzvah is again doubled 100 times. 100 times. So a person has an easy mitzvah done easy, and a person has a not easy, difficult, a bit more difficult, his schar is 10,000 times more. Amazing. The same thing when it comes to an Avera. If a person has easy not to do an Avera, then he gets schar for not doing an Avera. If not doing an Avera comes difficult, then the schar is worth 10 times more. So therefore, says Levush, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us a mitzvah today, which is not some mitzvah that you could do easy. Avada, Oynik Shabbos is Eir Geshmak, Me'estar Chonat Ar Geshmak HaMitzvah. Fasting Yom Kippur, especially when it comes close to the Ila time, it's already getting a bit more difficult. The schar then is much more powerful and much, much, much greater. It's 1,000 times greater. So the Torah gives us a geshmak mitzvah for which you get schar as if we're fasting. So every time we eat today, you're getting schar as if it's a very difficult mitzvah. Another piece of geshmak cake, another gewaldig schar. That's a chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pouring on us, mashpia us on this day, giving us additional mitzvahs. The power of the schar is amazing. Why do I call it a pink day? You know, why a pink day? Because in Scrabble, what's pink? Pink is triple word score you get, right? So that's the highest you can get. Three times the whole thing of the word. So here you've got a mitzvah, and you're doing a mitzvah, and you're getting much more schar than the actual maisa mitzvah. You're getting schar as if it's so difficult. That's the gewaldige gemeile, the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gives us this. That's his Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Now the Mishnah, which is relevant to Yom Kippur, of course, is the Mishnah Daf Pei Hei. The Mishnah says that the Gvaldi Gemayla of Yom Kippur, Klal Yisrael, is like a mikveh. Omer Rabbi Akiva, Ashrichem Yisrael, lefemi atem metaharin, umi metahir eschem, avichem shebashamayim. Shenema, vizarakti aleichem ayim metahir metahartem, va'ayimem mikveh Yisrael Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for us like a mikveh. Ma mikveh metahir satmeim, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu metahir Yisrael. Baruch Hu is like a mikveh for Klal Yisrael. So I ask you, Rabbi Isai. People always say drashas, the whole Elul, and they say that, you know, you've got to prepare, you've got to prepare for Yom Neroim. You've got to prepare for Yom Kippur. Elul, prepare, Rosh Hashanah, Sesame Tshuva, it's all a build-up, you're preparing for Yom Kippur. Because you can't just fall into Yom Kippur. Well, fall into Yom Kippur? What's that point about this? You can't expect that type of kavari to fall into Yom Kippur. So I ask you, why not? If somebody falls into a mikveh, then you become Toho. You do not need to have kavona. I'm going out and retiring myself. Hinei nimuchel mezuman, same yichud. That's halacha. A person can be tomei. Mom's proper tomei ben atoira. Person tomei ben atoira is also to go to the mikveh and also kochim. He fell into the mikveh. He becomes toy. So why can't he just fall? If a person falls into Yom Kippur, b'seida mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Ma mikveh metaris atemem. Afakadosh Baruch Hu metaris Yisrael. So why shouldn't it be that? Wasn't it good enough? Huh? Why shouldn't it be good enough? If a person falls into Yom Kippur, why not? You know the teretz in Rabbi Yisai? The teretz is, if you fall into the mikveh with your clothes on, then you don't become tahor. Because the clothes are chatzitza. And if you got your clothes on, then it doesn't help. Nema mazbe zayin. Kivayoy ma'azeh yechape aleichem, letahir eschem v'kol chatzitzeichem, b'fnei Hashem t'toru. Two parts of the puzzle. It says twice Tara. Kivayoy ma'azeh yechape aleichem, letahir eschem, who? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yechape aleichem. Then it says, b'kol chatzitzeichem, b'fnei Hashem t'toru again. What's these two Taras? All the two Taras. Tera ben yoynan, shari tshuva, that the two Taras are the two parts to Taras Yom Kippur. There's a part that Kodesh Baruch Hu is metahir us, and there's the part that we are metahir ourselves. Kibayim azeh yichap elechem letahir eschem. Part one. Bikol chatzitzeichem lifnei Hashem titoru. Part two. Which one comes first? Look in the Mishnah. Said Rabbi David Cohen, we've got the same idea here as well. Lifnei mi atem metahirin. Umi metahir eschem. Lifnei mi atem metaharin. That's lifnei Hashem titharu, you. Umi metahir eschem. Who is metahir you? Avichem shabashomayim. That's the kibayim metahir eschem. Metahir eschem. Kadosh Baruch Hu metahir you. In the Mishnah, which one comes first? In the pasuk you got that first, metahir eschem. Kadosh Baruch Hu metahir you. And then, lifnei Hashem titharu. But in the Mishnah, which one comes first? It's mi lifnei mi atem metaharin. Umi metahir eschem. First, we've got to do our bit. In order to be zoicha, to taras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to be metayer ourselves first with tshuva. It's only when we make our effort of doing tshuva, that's when it helps. If you fall into the mikveh with your clothes on, Rabbi Yisai, and you've got a chatzitza, then it's not going to be metayer you at all. First, we've got to remove the chatzitza. We've got to remove anything which gets in the way of the mikveh. A mikveh can't be metayer unless the person is one with the mikveh. The mikveh is a source of tara. 40 saw of water gathered together is pure tara. When a person comes into full contact with that, absolutely, his basa, his skin, no chatzitza, not one hair out of the mikveh, then he's one with the mikveh. When you become one with tara, then you yourself become tohir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mikveh. When one connects absolutely, completely, without one little finger sticking out with the Ribbono Shel Olam, then you have the Chefetz of Tara. But for that, we've got to remove the Chatzitza, Rabbi Yisai. And the Averois are what are being Chatzitz. What's becoming Toher? Our Neshomos are becoming Toherois. They can't become Toher if they're covered with the dirt and the stains of Chatoim and Averois. So of course the mikveh is Metaher. But the same way as a person falling into the mikveh doesn't become Toher if he has a Chatzitza. So if calling into Yom Kippur, without preparation, without removing the chatzitza, without doing tshuva, without the tara, is not going to be able to be beneficial to provide us with the tara, with the mikveh Yisrael Hashem can give. So it's got to come first of all, v'kol chatzitzeichem b'fnei Hashem titoru. After we've done that, then Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide the Torah. It's there, it's ready to pour it on us. We can go into the mikveh. Oh, but prepare yourself. Don't jump in with your clothes on. Take off all the plasters and all the sticks and everything else. You've got to get rid of it. Otherwise, you can't have mikveh. You can't have one little hair sticking out. Boom. You lost it. That's up to us to prepare ourselves of the way. So those are the two stages of Torah. But then you'll ask me, Faket, Numanushach. If Rav Hashem Titoru, if we can do our Torah by doing tshuva, so why do we need the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because Baruch Hu's Torah won't help until we do tshuva. If Nei Hashem Titoru. Why have we ever done tshuva? So we're Torah now. So we've done tshuva. Why do we need V'yom Hazeh Yechap Aleichem Tai Eschem? There was once a Rav who on Shabbos HaGodol he used to speak about tshuva. And the Shabbos tshuva used to speak about Hilchas Hagolas Kalim, Kasher and Kalim. So one of the great rabbis said, very good, very pasandik, because Shabbos tshuva and Aser Hashem tshuva is all about kashering yourself. Hagola, kashering yourself. That's what it's all about. That was very pasandik. And actually the Beis HaLevi in his droshas explains it like this. It's got a whole mind, a whole drosha. And he says that we take a keli which needs kashering. The first thing you have to do is clean it. It's been used with tarfas, with fat, oily tarfas. You've got to clean it. If you don't clean a keli, remove all the grease and fat, then it can't become kashering. Once you've done that, once you've cleaned it, is it now kosher for use? Havadanisht. It needs hagala, kashering. Why? Because the walls have become impregnated, balua, with all bleas of Issa. And it's called, don't take it out. But it's a beautiful, nice, clean keli. I've approached it with soap and it's much gleaming. But it's all the inside you've got the bleas. And therefore, the sinning with our Tara as well. After we've done tshuva, which throws away the chet, right? I have the charota, I did the chet, and the kabel, aziva sachet, gone. Fine. But there's still within us, we've become contaminated with the chet. We have built within ourselves, unfortunately, a certain tshuka, a desire, a closeness, and a tear to chet will do it easier. We have become spoiled in that way. Within us, the bleas of the chet are there. How do we get rid of that? That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Etzumoy shal yoy mechap means that the Yom Kippur carries within it the power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a bracha, we get cleansed from within us. All those bleas get taken out, get removed, get taken out, like Ha'agolah. It's like you do either Hagolah or Libun, fire. The fire cleans out the worst bleas which are possible. Even if it was Ba'esh, Chas v'Shalom, a person did an Avera with Cheshek and Metaiva, even so, Yom Kippur has the Koyach to clean them out completely. That's if you've done Shuba. But if you haven't done Shuba, then the Keli's dirty, it won't help. You can kasher a Keli, and Haim is modern, it's not going to help if it's not been cleaned beforehand. Remove all the external things on it. Say, my dear, when we've taken that away, then the Tzuma Shinya HaKadosh Baruch will bring that and kasher us completely, and we come out Yom Kippur fresh, pure, betara, like we're supposed to be. Then Yom Kippur, ready for the new year. A clean keli, which you can use without any problems. But first, we've got to do our bit, removing the dirt. That's the Yodenu. Baruch Hu says, you know, it's the same thing here. You come along on Erev Pesach, you bring your kelim to the MH thing, car park, then they look at it and say, I'm sorry, please clean it first. Take it home and clean it and then bring it back a kashering. If we do the kashering, not if it's dirty. So that's our job. We come to Yom Kippur, we can't expect, clean the keli first and I'll do the rest of the job. Same thing, take off the chatzitza and then you go into the mikvah after that, you become Tor, a Vanish father. Baruch Hu will say, but first of all, we call chatzitza seichem b'fnei Hashem t'tov. Those are the eshtadah. And we find here in the Mishnah, says two things. V'zorakti aleichem mayim tahirim u'taharatem and mikveh Yisrael Hashem. What's these two things? There's the zor, the zrika, and the mikveh as well. Avraham Pam Zechon in the bracha. He said that we say in Ne'ila, Ata noisen yad la'poishim, think what these words mean. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you give a hand, You give a hand to the sinners. Your right hand is stretched out. Right hand is stretched out. Imagine a person comes to you in Erev Kippur, and perhaps during the year you had sort of some sort of difference of opinion, to put it mildly, and he comes, he asks you mechila, he gives you his hand, and you don't take that hand. You don't take that hand. That's mamash a patch upon him. That's a avla, a chutzpah. You know, all he's giving you his hand, not taking somebody's hand stretched out, is really something very nasty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noisin yad napoishim, sticking out his hand. At least we can do, take that hand. Not taking it is a kfal chatviya taina on the yid. If it doesn't make that effort, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu stretches out his hand, I'm taking, ready to take your tshuva, if you don't do our bit. So it makes doing tshuva all the more difficult, and at the same time, how much more we're mechuyev to do it. Said Avraham Pabst, Zecheinu Livracha, said it over from the Kovner Rav. That's these two things here. There are two levels of tshuva. Avada, Shmuel wants us to do a full tshuva, if possible, like we said, to clean ourselves completely, everything, all the dargos of tshuva, charata, kabbalah, ziva, vidu, do it properly, do the job properly. Make sure you take off all the chatzitzas ready for the Torah. But sometimes it's very difficult. So there's another option. There's option two. And that is hazor. The din by hazor is, a tobe meis needs hazor. Hazor does not need to be inside the mikveh. He doesn't need completely immersed and completely covered. If a drop of the meichatos reaches anywhere on his body, on his little finger, a drop reaches on his little finger, he's tohe. His hazor has had its effect. True, he still needs tefillah after that, because Tommy Mace needs first hazor of the Gimel Nazayin, and then tefillah. But it already has the effect of being machshir, preparing, getting ready for the tefillah which is going to come. That's stage one. Stage one is, at least our tshuva should be like the hazor. Say that I have not managed to do a full tshuva, oh, but I've made an effort. I made a step in the right direction. If I'm standing here, and I move one step forward, I've moved. As long as I'm here, I stay here now. So as long as there's a teshuva in the right direction, one step, that's like hazor. And the Torah says hazor helps. So therefore, the Mishnah says two things. HaKadosh Baruch says, V'zarakti aleicha mayim tohirin, and mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Avada, we should try and do the mikveh. We can't, at least hazor. In one or two or three areas, a proper strong festa kabbalah, that we're going to correct ourselves in one way, and stop doing things wrongly, in that way at least, we'll have done the hazor, and we prepared ourselves for stage two. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, ah, right, you're here, you're trying, you're making an effort. Memela, for that much, it'll help. You know what that is? That's taking the handshake. At least taking the handshake. So, Reuven comes over to Shimon, and Erev Kippur, he hasn't spoken to him already for a whole year. They haven't got on. Every Shabbos, he walks past him, looks the other way, doesn't talk to him. Says good Shabbos, he ignores him. Comes over to Erev Kippur, and he gives him his hand. And Shimon takes his hand, and a handshake, and holds it tight. What does that mean? That means so much. That means mamsh, that they've made up now. He feels the power, the love, the warmth in the handshake. Ah, the Rebbeinu Shem stretched his hand. Even if it's only azor, but at least you're taking the hand, you're taking the hand of the Rebbeinu Shleilom, and you're accepting the fact that I'm going to be better, I'm going to make my bit of tshuva. That's worth so much, he says. So at least to make that one concrete, firm, proper, everlasting step. That's what the hazor signifies. And then hopefully we'll be able to go on to the mikveh as well. But at least that. That's the chesed in what the Mishnah is telling us. And the Mishnah says, Ashreichem Yisrael. Ashreichem Yisrael, how happy you are. Lifnei mi ata matarin, umi matar eschem. Frick of Aaron Kotler, Tzuchayin and Nevrocha, I understand that lifnei mi ata matarin. We matar ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ashreichem Yisrael. But mi matar eschem? Who is matar you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matar you. Now you know what that means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu matar us. So, in Pasuk states, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is roichets tsoyas bas tzion. Tsoyas bas tzion. Yeah? I don't need to translate. The Avera is something which is mamish like tsoya. It's dirt. It's disgusting and it stinks. Because that's what Avera is. Avera is something which we imagine, well, I didn't know Avera. We can't fathom how bad, evil is the depth of an Avera. Tzoyas Bas Tzion. So he says, to the Ram Kotler, imagine you're invited somewhere with your family, chosh of a person, and everything is nice and schmack laid for the Shabbos table, and then one of the little children you brought with you has an accident. Well, not an accident, but a major accident on the nice carpet, on your balabos's carpet, yeah? And there's no one around, and the balabos himself, the chosh balabos, gets up from his place, and he goes into the kitchen, and he gets there, starts cleaning up. Can you imagine how embarrassed you'd be? You won't stop saying, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it, and I didn't want to, and I didn't let me do it. No, the balabos himself is wiping up your kid's muck, absolutely. Tzoyas bas tzion. So what's for Ashreichem is this? Well, Ashreichem, such bizyoinus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido v'atzma has to come along and wipe away our tzoya. So why does he say a loshen, Ashreichem Yisrael? And the Teretz, she doesn't say, brought down another svarim, is the word which was added in the Mishnah. Mi metayr eschem, avichem shabashomayim. Because if it's your child who made the mess, then it doesn't bother you. Al kol peshoim techase ava. Everybody knows, a mother doesn't mind changing her own child. Somebody else's child, no thank you. Her own child, doesn't bother her b'chlal. Yes, she can sing along while she's doing it. She does it with pleasure and enjoyment. And stakazoi, it's a matias in the bria. Because even something, when it comes to that, your own child is fine. Al kol pshoim techase ava. All sins are covered with love. And mi metayer eschem, avichem shem ha-shamayim. Tzoch sof kosof the Rabbeinu Shalom, who's been metayer us. And therefore, it's not something which we're embarrassed about. And the same as the child is not embarrassed when he has to be changed by the mother or the father, because the child knows the father is doing it with love. And therefore, it's Ashreichem Yisroel. We are coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know that you're happy and with love, you're happy to reichet tzoyas bas tzion. Even the worst affair, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it with love, and we appreciate that love. At the same time, the Slach uses the same words, Ashreichem Yisroel, to explain the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins and says, the middle of the Mishnah says, Dor Hashem Nozim Nazari, Mikol Chatoiseichem Bifnei Hashem Titoru, Averois Shebein Odom Lamokoim, Yom HaKippurim Mechapeh. Averoi, Shimon Odom Achaveroi, Ein, Yom HaKippurim Mechapeh, Ad Shiratzes Chaveroi. Now, of course, something very, very, very important to know, because you can't have Kaparas Yom HaKippurim unless you take care of all your old the problems with other people. That's got to be taken care of. You have to ask Mechil and Erevim Kippur in order to achieve the Kapara of HaKadosh Baruch. Then the Mishnah says, Om Rabbi Akiva, Hashreichem Yisrael. What's the connection? The connection is that Rabbi Akiva is coming to explain Rabbi Nozim Nazariah. Nozim Nazariah said, the Averois Shebein Odom Lachaveroi Ein Yoyim HaKippurim Mechapa. You're not Mechapa. Says Rabbi Akiva, do you know why? Because we're talking here, who's Mechaper? Avichem Shabashomayim. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who creates the Kapara for us. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the Kapara for us. Who is he? He's our Father. And if he's our Father, then Kerachim of Albonim came to Rachim Hashem Alein. So when we act like brothers, then the Father will forgive us. But when the brothers are fighting amongst themselves and don't get on, then the Father's very upset. He's not going to say to one son, right, I forgive you if you're naughty to the other son. I can't. You've got to make up. It's only when the brothers get on well, when the children get on well together by Achdus, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kerachim of Avonim. Oh, it's the worst tzar for a father that his children are fighting. So therefore, says Mekiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Mimetar Eschem, Avichem Shavashomai. He wants to act like a father. And he wants to act like a father. Then Averi Shevet Odom Achaveri, Eini HaMakabur Mechaper. The father says, I can't forgive that. If you do something to me personally, say that, I'm moichin you. But if you're fighting amongst each other and hurting each other, and that hurts me, I cannot forgive you unless, first of all, you forgive yourselves. And that's what Rabbi Kiva say. Avichem shel mashamayim, and for that reason, Rabbi Losser Mazaria said that it can't be mechapa. Yom Kippur will not be mechapa on averi shebel odom lechaveri, because he's a father. So although it's with love that he's prepared to clear up the biggest mess that we make, the worst disgusting dirt, he'll do it with love like a mother does to her child. At the same time, if you're fighting amongst themselves, then Yom Kippur is not mechapa. Those kind of chesh matrogans of Rabbeinu Shneinam. Because that tzar which a father gets is something which I can't do anything about. You're hurting me. What are you doing about it? You're saying sorry to me? That doesn't help. You've got to make up. You are one together. And the Yalkut HaGrushini goes on to explain, that's the idea of a mikveh. Which mikveh can be metayer? It's got to be ashbayren. It's got to be a body of water, single, still water. Ashbayren, still water. When it's together, united. If the water isn't parts, or flowing, or moving around, said like that, then it can't be Matayah. Why not? Why not? Sofkasov, 40 saw came over me, I went to the 40 saw. When it's in pieces, it's apart, it's not together. It's got to be a united still body. When Klal Yisrael are a united still body, that's when they have the koyach of mikveh Yisrael Hashem, begetarayin in the mikveh, and then, only then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matayah us. And that's the message that we have here on this Mishnah. It's all lying in this Mishnah. So we've got the Zrika. The Zrika is the minimum stage of tshuva when we're taking our Kodesh Baruch Hu's hand. Atan noisim yad l'poishim. Kodesh Baruch Hu's stretching out his hand. Keep that in mind. Imagine you come to Ne'ilah. How's my tshuva been? Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm taking your hand. I'm shaking your hand. That shows I'm making the connection as small as it might be. But that's part one. That's machshir for the rest, for the mikvah after that, to create the full Tara. By approaching Yom Kippur like that, and keeping in mind, going back to the beginning, Shmuel gave us this wonderful gift today of mitzvah achilas erev Yom Kippur. Every bit of every achilah that we do is reckoned as if we're suffering from it. It's a difficult mitzvah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such ahava HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpia on us. The only way we can return that is by taking his hand and grasping it, saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make our effort. And that way, Be'ez Hashem, we'll be zoicha to kapora. Nemachasim atoiva v'lanu v'lachol Yisrael. Amen. Amen.